This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Chamber Chat Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we're pleased to welcome the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Dawn Piesel is our guest this week, and she's brought a guest here. Brenda Masterstout is here with us as well. Ladies, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Good. Good.
Hi, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about the Litchfield Chamber. And Dawn, as we were talking off air, this is a busy time for the Chamber. Not only is preparations going for your upcoming events for the summer, but you have your big annual dinner banquet that's coming up right around the corner. It'll be here like tomorrow, isn't it?
Well, almost. It sure seems like it. It's our 67th annual dinner, and it's on Thursday, April 3rd. Out at the Magnuson Grand Hotel. And we're making, the committee's working on lots of plans, and we're going to have a comedian, which Brenda has heard, and so she can tell you a little bit about that, about him.
Yeah, Brenda, this is a change. Previously, you've had the winner of Litchfield Idol perform. You've had, I think you had a big band ensemble perform one year. That was a classic one. I like that one. But stand-up comedian, this is something new.
Right. The annual dinner is really a celebration of the chamber as a whole, and we like to recognize new members, new board members. Mm-hmm. We give out a lot of awards, and we want to celebrate that. We thought a comedian would be perfect. I actually had a chance to hear this man. His name is Jerry Nunes. He's from Illinois, and he tells a lot of jokes that we can all relate to. About a year or so ago, my husband and I listened to him, and we were laughing even on the drive home about some of the jokes he told. I think he told something about hitting a deer on his way in the country, and we can all relate to that.
We can hear?
Yes. Oh, well,
I can.
Unfortunately,
really?
Yes.
You haven't hit a deer yet? Your time's coming.
Don't you jinx me. I have a wife that drives from Hillsboro to Decatur. Don't jinx her either. No. But a stand-up comedian. So this is a nice change of pace, and especially if a comedian relates to this area and that's pretty good, isn't it?
I'm excited and looking forward to it. Yeah, and he has great reviews.
And, of course, then throughout the evening we'll have our award winners. Tell us a little bit about this year's award winners.
We do. We have those decided. The board has... We have some wonderful recipients of that. The Chamber Business People of the Year are Jane Martin and Nancy Hyam of the Holiday Inn Express. The Chamber Rising Star member is Helen Saxby of Hair 51 and Tanning. Our Chamber Special Recognition Award will go to Adrian Baker of Diamond Imprints. He's been our past president and so committed. And
he's done a lot of work
for the Chamber.
He really has.
And I was glad to see him receive that. And then our Chamber Citizen of the Year for 2013.
Bring up the tissues on this
one. Is Martha Sperry. And she's
really?
She is another one, too, that's well-deserved and just...
she's done a lot of work.
For the whole community for years.
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's the Montgomery County Cancer Association, because she just had a big thing that...
Yes.
Cancer Awareness Drive. She does, I think... The Give a Little Love thing ended a couple days ago, but she's behind that at the Litchfield McDonald. I mean, she does a lot behind the scenes I don't think a lot of people know about, you know. So
that's
a good choice there.
Oh, well, good. I think so, too. We all did, obviously. Yes.
And we want to take time to recognize those people who are always doing things for the community. This time we want to turn the attention on them say thank you to them.
And that's sometimes is easier said than done, because I know there's a lot of people that do things for the community, but, you know, you say, hey, we want to award you or recognize you. Like, oh, no. It's all about this. It's not about me. You know.
And they've all said that, too.
Oh, really?
Upon hearing that, well, you know, that's not why I do that or why I dedicate my time. And we all know that, but we, like Brenda said, we want to show our appreciation and recognize them.
And, of course, at the dinner, not only will we have the stand-up comedian, we'll have the awards. You install a new board that
we
night.
We are. We're installing 5 new members to the board of directors and a new president and a new vice president.
And who are they, or can you not disclose?
Well, we're still up till the end of February. The board is being voted on by all chamber members.
So no hints about who's in the lead right now, right? No hints about who's in the lead.
The president and vice president are running unopposed, but of course, there anybody
that would be
can,
what Steve Bryant, right?
Steve Bryant is running for president. We're just so tickled and fortunate to get him back. He thought he got out of the chamber of clutches.
Oh, you guys are going to have fun with him.
And Andre Nicache is running unopposed as vice president, and he's with Bank and Trust. And so the rest was remained to be seen.
And then, you know, you just recently, and we dabbled on this the last time you were here, became the new executive director for the chamber. And from what I've been hearing, you've done a tremendous job.
Well, thank you.
That's
Dawn has a lot of energy. We've had a lot of fun with new ideas, and she's organizing the office, putting things where she wants them. One of the things she's been doing is updating the website. We have a wonderful website. We've put a lot of time, effort, and money into it, and we need to keep it current. She's been working on that. The members who are chamber members need to go on the website and update their page. We have information for each person. It's free advertising for chamber members. They just need to go there and make sure it's current.
And that's important for any chamber or any business to have a good website.
Correct.
To get your message out. And we've kind of talked about this before, and I've talked about this with other chambers. The game has changed. It's not just a sign in the window anymore. You've got websites. You've got social media at your hand, your fingertips. The game has changed quite a bit, and if you're not part of the majority of it, you're behind.
That's right. That's correct. And we do have a hot deals program that we have on our website, and we want to get some new interest rejuvenated about that for all the members. They can go on and put on any kind of a sale or hot deal they have and get that promoted. And our calendar, that's something else we want to make sure all members know if they have anything coming up to let us know, and we can put it on the calendar for them, or they can also learn how to do it themselves.
And this has always been a fun time for the chamber because as things warm up, now you're starting to talk about outside festivals, you're starting to talk about outside events and that, and that just, I think outside of the Christmas season, the summertime's pretty much what the easiest thing to prepare for, isn't it?
Well, it's our biggest event is the party in the park. I'm assuming that's what you're going to, right? Yeah. It's pretty. We already are planning for the party in park this year, and that is going to be July 18th and 19th. And
they'll be here in 2 weeks.
It'll seem like it, but we're already meeting and getting things decided. So it's a good time for anybody who has any ideas or an input to call the office or let a chamber member know to pass that along and or come to a meeting even and give us some thoughts. And
what any changes coming with PIP coming up?
As of right now, we are meeting on the date and talking about. Okay. If any changes and trying to implement some new ideas and rework some old ones, and of course keep Miss Chamber and the Little Miss,
right?
And
that's your
standard. Some standards, right?
Right,
right. So everything's being talked right now, and we're also planning our fourth annual Chamber Expo.
Okay,
that's going to take place again this year at Victory Lane Ford on Friday, April 25th, and that's another big event that we like to. It keeps growing. Last year was a good year. We had moved it out to Victory Lane, and it seemed to go real well. So
it seems like after the chamber dinner, then it all goes
here we go
full force into the summer with the expo and with party in the park. So
right.
And of course, that brings up the fact about the volunteers, because I know, and we'll give a shout out to them right now, the Magnuson Grand Hotel. They do a tremendous job hosting you guys year after year with the chamber dinner, but hindsight is, it takes a lot of volunteers to set up the silent auction. You go to party in the park, you need people there to answer questions about why isn't the X, Y, and Z here, or something like that. So it takes a lot of volunteers to put on your events.
Everything we do, it takes volunteers. And Brenda Master Stout from Fleming Tofaw, she is a very good example of one that just really gives of her time and her talents.
Well, what I've found is the more you put into these activities, the more you get out.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, the advertising, if we're there and we have a presence and we have booths at the expo, mm-hmm. and we have a golf hole at the golf course at Party in the Park, all that effort that we put into it, we get the advertising dollars back.
The networking opportunities,
right.
And yes.
The miniature golf course, that was an idea that I think is just incredible, and it changed the game for the look of Party in the Park.
It did.
And I don't know who came up with the concept of doing this, but unbelievable. Unbelievable.
My husband and I made him build a golf hole last year,
uh-huh.
for Party in the Park, and we put over $400 into the golf hole, and I have no idea how many hours we spent building it. So, yes, we want to reuse that, and for many
very
years
strongly.
To come.
She, yeah. And all, we have 18 holes all over town, different places, and so we're hoping this year that the businesses, it is a lot of work for them.
So
to
I know
make
who's
them. Going to
make the motion to keep in the golf
that's
course
right.
here.
And, and
yes.
I understand.
My husband.
And they're all built, and we just hope they can bring them up, and we'll get them all set up again, and
we had a
maybe
couple,
host a tournament. Who knows?
We had a couple of co-workers here build a hole in that, and I know you're right on the money there. They spent a lot of time building their miniature golf hole for Party in the Park. What I'd like to see happen is, because that's a one-time shot, basically, Party in the Park, and then they go back in the stores,
right,
or something like that.
Right.
You got the fireworks or something along those lines. We got to find another way to bring it back just to add a little flair. I don't
very
know.
Good idea.
I have them. You can use it.
Very good idea.
I mean, Dawn, we've talked about this before. Litchfield's got so much at your hands that you can work with. You've got Route 66. You've got Walton Park. You've got Lake Lou. It's just not one area that you're pretty much handicapped in using. You've got a lot of areas that you can use to promote not only the chamber, but bring people to the city.
Exactly. We're so fortunate with all these different locations that we can host nice events and hold them there.
Let's talk a little bit about membership. How's membership going right now? Sorry.
Very good. Very good. We're right in the middle of our membership drive, and it's going very well.
And Shop Litchfield First, that's still going strong?
It is. We want to. That is one of the things. We had a business promotions meeting yesterday, and mm-hmm. we want to put that back on a priority list and rejuvenate it a little bit, remind surrounding area citizens to support Litchfield and your hometown also. And
one of the ways to do that is to attend the expo.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Show the citizens what your business is all about, the products that you have, the services you offer.
That's right. That's right.
So it just sounds like a lot of good things are going on with the Litchfield Chamber. And it's hard to believe your busy time is just right around the corner.
It's here.
We've got the dinner coming up in April. And then 2 weeks after that, Party in the Park will be here, jokingly aside. And
our expo will fall in right after
and
the
then you
dinner
got
in April.
You know what?
Right.
We got the snow outside. Right. What the heck? You got holiday events coming up, too. So.
Right. And we always have our annual golf tournament in the fall. That's a fun thing. That's also for our members to enjoy a good day outside and shoot some holes of golf and have some beverages. Yep. So it's all good. Yeah. It's a nice, busy time.
A nice Coke or Pepsi
goes
a long way.
That's right.
Dawn, Brenda, it's always a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you, Tobin, for having us.
And that's going to do it for the Chamber Chat Show, where our guests this week were Dawn Pieseld and Brenda Master Stout from the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Until then, so long.